Did you notice that he changed as time went on, or did he continue that same interest in religion and in family life?
Oh, he always was interested. The only interest he had was home and the children.
He was never a socialite.
Never. And he never wanted to bother with anything except the home and the children. He spent Saturdays and Sundays that most men spent playing golf, taking us for a ride or taking the children out someplace.
Well, how did he get that way, do you know? Is that his mother or his family or what?
Get what way?
That he wasn't interested in social affairs and outside life. He didn't go to dances and things much.
Didn't like dancing. He would go once in a while and I dragged him there, but that's all. He never cared for it. He thought that sort of thing was waste of time, waste of energy, and it is. But he was always older than his years in his attitude towards things of that sort.
Well, he was about 25 then, wasn't he?
He was 26 when we were married. I was 25. I think maybe his life at Penn had something to do with that. He had been at Penn for
4 years.
4 years. The first year he didn't get through. And he flunked it by wasting his time in Houston Hall with Poole and with this other crowd of boys that he went around with. Then when he came out of there, his father made him go to work for a year, which was probably very good.
What did he work at then?
Any sort of job he could get, in department stores, anything practically. And
he was just out of high school in about 2 years.
Yes, as grandfather used to say, he finally decided that he better have some occupation in which he was the boss, because he never would submit to the rules and regulations of a boss, so he better be his own boss. So then he allowed him to go back to Penn.
And he paid for it.
And he paid for it. Grandfather paid for it to let him go back and take law. So he went back and took law and got through. And I think that kind of sobered him with the experience of having lost a whole year and then having to put in 3 years of real strenuous study in order to gain what he wanted to gain. It took him out of the realm of dancing and social doings. And his going to daily mass and attending most of the evening services in the church developed his religious fervor, and he just continued in it.
Did he read much in those days?
Yes, all the time.
Read religious books like he does now?
No, I imagine in that time he read mostly school books and law books, but that led to reading.
Yeah.
And it led to him taking his pleasure in reading. And that, of course, developed in taking these Catholic magazines, which we have about 14 or so a month, and reading them.
Did he read out loud to you in those days?
Yes, he did, and reads very well, too. Can be very, very much appreciated and enjoyed if you're not too busy.
He didn't go to movies then, either?
No, he didn't. He never cared for movies or dancing or any of that sort of thing.
I remember one of the movies that I went to him with, I don't remember so many, but there was a picture of Edison on the screen, and on the caption it had the man who is the light of the world. And remember when it showed on the screen, he said, "That's not true." See, it was a silent movie, and you could hear everything he said.